a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Bring state affairs to order. Welcome to our few visitors today and our internet listeners. Please turn your cell phones off. With that, have the secretary call the roll, please.
Senators Helene, Hunhoff,
here.
Lederman,
here.
Otten, Soholt, Solano is excused, Sutton,
here.
Brown,
here.
Rave,
here.
We have a quorum.
All right. We do have an Otten. It may not be the right one, but we have one. Minutes have been distributed. I would take a motion for approval. Motion by Brown, second by Lederman. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. All right. We're going to walk through the agenda here, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll take a little latitude. We got people in and out for different committees. So I'm going to move Senate Bill 134 to follow 151. I'll move Senate Bill 40 up ahead of 134, and we will start out with 103. So we'll open up proponent testimony. All right. So it'll read like this. Senate Bill 103, 148, 149, 150, 151, 104. I'm sorry, not 104, 140. I'm sorry. 140, 134, and then we'll finish with 139. Okay. With that, we'll open up. I'm sorry. No, I can't. We will start with Senate Bill 103, 148, 149, 150, 151. Then we'll take Senate Bill 140, 140, then 134, and finish with 139. Got it? Okay. All right, with that, we'll open up proponent testimony on Senate Bill 103. Senator Valley.
Thank you, Senator. If you're concerned about the attendance here, I could start discussing these and bring back up the transportation bill, and we can get a whole bunch of people in here. Senate Bill 103 is a great bill, and what I would like to say is I think that you all realize the one problem that we have is that with the townships is they all meet at an annual meeting and discuss what they're going to do in their machine shed, and but it's included in the bill that we sent over from the Senate over to the House, so there really isn't any need. I still think it shouldn't have to have an election to approve what they're doing, but at any rate, it's in the bill that went across from the Senate to the House, and so we don't need any need to take this up again. I'd encourage you to table it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. With that, in deference to the Senator, I would at this time take a motion to table from Senator Brown.
Mr. Chair, move to table.
Thank you, Senator Brown. Second by Lederman. Non-debatable motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Helene, Hunhoff,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Otten, Soholt,
aye.
Solana is excused. Sutton,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Rave,
aye. The bill is so tabled. With that, we'll open up proponent testimony on Senate Bill 148. Senate Bill 148. Senator Valley.
Senator Rave, thank you. Senate Bill 148 was in case all the wheels fell off the wagon on the main bill. They didn't fall off. Some got some flats in them, but it went across to the House. So with that, I'd urge you to table.
I wouldn't say they got flats. I say they have some spots that are a little bit bumpy. With that, deference again to the sponsor of the bill, we'll take a motion to table. Senator Brown?
Move to table, Mr. Second. Chair.
Second by Senator Soholt. Non-debatable motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Helene, Hunhoff, Lederman,
aye.
Otten, Soholt,
aye.
Solano, excuse, Sutton,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Rave.
Aye. Bill is so tabled. With that, we'll open up proponent testimony on Senate Bill 149. Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When we're talking about wheels falling off the wagon, this is about wheels, and all those wheels are still on the wagon on the bill we sent over, so we do not need this bill. I'd urge you to table it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator, with that. Senator Brown?
Mr. Chair, I'd move to table.
Second.
Motion tabled by Brown, second by Lederman. Non-debatable motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Hollein. Hanhoff.
Aye.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm not doing anything.
Turn your mic off and see what happens. Try this one.
Let me try this one. No, it's definitely my mic. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, so Hollein is excused. Hanhoff.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Senator Auten. Soholt. Solano is excused. Sutton.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Carries.
Bill is so tabled. With that brings us to Senate Bill 150. Senator Valley, proponent testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This one's a little bit harder to ask to kill because I still believe that people, whatever vehicle they drive and however they propel them, they need to pay for the maintenance of our roads. But we've sent over our bill from the Senate to the House, and so I would urge you to table this one.
Urge is probably a strong term, Senator Valley, from you, but I would take a motion to table. Senator Brown?
Mr. Chair, move to table.
Second.
Motion by Brown, second by Soholt, to table Senate Bill 150. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators, still not here. Hanhoff?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano is excused. Sutton?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye. The bill is so tabled. All right, that brings us to Senate Bill 151. Proponent testimony, Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm going to urge us to table this one also, but I do want to say that this concept, I think, needs to stay alive. Most of that money won't come available till probably about 5-6 years down the road. So it was a perspective looking at what we want to do, and I may be back again in another year on this one. But at this point, I think in the process, it's best to table it. So I'd urge the committee to table this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. And you win the award this year for most road fun puns in five bills. All right. Now, Senator Brown.
Mr. Chair, move to table 151.
Second.
Motion by Brown, second by Lederman to table. Non-debatable motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Hanhoff.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Auten. Soholt.
Aye.
Solano. Excused. Sutton.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Carries.
The bill is so tabled. Thank you, Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, that brings us to Senate Bill 140. Senate Bill 140, proponent testimony. Senator Lederman. Yes, it is.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 140 is a vehicle bill that we can table at this time, or move down to the floor, sorry. We want to keep the discussion alive. Thank you. Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, I was in a tabling mood after five tables in a row.
We'll send Senator Lederman down the road. I would urge the committee to keep this bill alive. We still have a long ways to go, and certainly with the title of accommodating some type of support for education, I certainly think that's on all of our priority lists. So with that, I would take a motion. Senator Brown.
Mr. Chair, move to pass.
Motion by Brown, second by Sutton, do pass. Any comments, Senator Brown? Any further comments? All right. Any further comments? Seeing none. All those in favor, vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Hanhoff.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano. Sutton.
Aye.
Sutton. Sorry.
Aye.
You only get one.
Sunhoff.
Brown. Rave.
Aye.
My apologies, it carries.
Senate Bill 140 goes to the floor, do pass. The wheels have come off.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Sutton.
Would it be possible for me to get two votes every time?
Did you run a bigger what's going on with that press conference? See if Bernie's on his way back up anytime soon.
All right. Senator Otten is still tied up. I'm going to take Senate Bill 139. Sorry, Representative Hawks. We can send somebody to get you if you need. Oh, you were here for 140. Well, you didn't need to be, but that's okay. I'm going to move Senate Bill 139 back up, and then we'll put 134 below that because I know Senator Otten wants to be here for that. So with that, we'll open up proponent testimony on Senate Bill 139. Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dan Lederman, State Senator, Dakota Dunes. Today we bring before you Senate Bill 139, an act to authorize the increase in the number of video lottery machines that may be placed in a licensed establishment under certain conditions. This bill proposes to allow change in the number of machines allowed in each establishment to 10 to 15. Any machines installed over the 10 limit must be new line game terminals. There are currently 1,400 establishments licensed for video lottery, which would theoretically permit the licensure of 14,000 machines. Yet today, only 460 of those locations are at the current maximum of 10 machines. Approximately 8,900 terminals are active and available for play. Another 1,100 terminals are licensed, but they are not active at this time. Senate Bill 139 allows operators to redeploy terminals where market demand exists. It is not an expansion of gaming, but rather an attempt to increase market share. A significant share of the market was lost to other gaming jurisdictions after passage of the smoking ban. Players also have moved to other gaming venues like tribal casinos and cross-border facilities that contribute no revenue to the state of South Dakota. By repositioning terminals, operators believe they can recover lost play. Concentrating machines in fewer establishments does not constitute an expansion of gaming, but rather a consolidation. So if you have an establishment, sometimes there's two that are listed under the same roof where they're housing 10 games under the current limitation on one side of their business, but five in another, they would now be able to simply have those 15 under the same license. The relationship that we have with the video lottery vendors across the state, I believe, is a public-private partnership because the state does collect 50% of the revenue. And in past years, we've seen revenues as high as $112 million. Now we're down to about $97 million. And it is the hope that by allowing the vendors to increase up to 15 in their establishment, that they would be able to keep the play going, but also to buy into the new machines and to try to steer away from the old VLC machines that are outdated and obsolete and within the next few years won't even be maintained by the current computing system. So with that, I urge your support for Senate Bill 139, and we'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Lederman. Further proponents on 139. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Larry Mann, registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Association of Video Lottery Establishments. You've seen this issue before. We've had the discussion. I wanted to just go on the record to support the bill, and I think Senator Lederman did a good job of explaining it, but I wanted to be able to be available for questions if you have any.
Thank you, sir. Further proponents on 139. Further proponents. Last call for proponents on 139. Seeing none, we'll close proponents, open for opponents. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 139? Are there any opponents? Last call for opponents. Seeing none, we'll close opponent testimony and open. We'll waive rebuttal. Open for committee questions. Are there any questions for the proponents on Senate Bill 139? Any questions? Okay. Seeing none, we'll close We'll close questions and open for discussion and or action. Senator Brown.
I move do pass on 139.
Second.
Motion do pass by Brown, second by Soholt. Comments on that motion, Senator Brown?
I don't think I have anything to add that Senator Lederman didn't already cover.
Okay, thank you. Any further comments? Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, we can call it what we want, but I think this truly is an expansion of gambling. We've always kind of wrestled with the word expansion out here. I guess we need to identify it in statute, but I was here one time when we had a bill to allow nickel gaming, and the proponent said, that's not expansion, that's too small, and then there was something to add a $100 bet limits to Deadwood, and they said, well, that's not expansion because that's only for the big guys. So it's somewhere between a nickel and a $100, I guess. I'm not sure where it is, but I've come to believe that expansion is always incremental. It's a little bit at a time, and that's the way we've expanded gambling. If you look at our state constitution, look at an old book from, what, about 30 years ago, and there's just a line that says there shall be no gambling. And now the constitutional paragraph is about so long, and the statutes are getting longer. So it's expansion. I understand we have a responsibility to run video lottery like a business. Fully respect that we're in the business of it, whether we like it or not. It's an important part of our revenue stream. But we also, I think every business has a responsibility to run their business and to consider the social impact of that business, no matter what you're doing, especially if you're state government running a business. Now, we've asked some of us, we've asked the Video Lottery Commission to do a study on the social impacts and to see if there's more we could do on the state level to identify problem gamblers, to better treat them once they're identified. I don't think we're doing nearly enough on the state level. That study has not been done, and until it's done, I'm just not going to support expansion.
Further comments on the Lederman motion? Senator Lederman, or Senator Brown motion, do pass, Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I appreciate the words of the previous speaker, and I don't think anybody denies that there are social ills out there. I would argue with the point that the state can do more. We already provide several programs through Department of Social Services. My last check was that there was only 270 individuals that took advantage of that program for problem gamblers. You know, if you go to a video lottery establishment, you'll see not only the helplines on every terminal, but you'll also see a crawler at the bottom of the VLC on the actual monitor. And I think that the state does what it can to bring to light the programs that are available to make sure that they are readily available and seen by anybody who's using a machine. As far as the expansion argument, I understand where this previous speaker is coming from, but I would have to say that really the free market controls the number of licenses at this time. We have 1,400 licenses available, and the number of people who are actually using those licenses to the full extent is about a third. I mean, so the way I see it is the market has already controlled any expansion. We're at a point where all we're doing with this bill is freeing up the regulations to the point where the industry can move with the times. The competition is so much greater now, and it's coming from different directions. So the way I see it is we're not expanding. We're just allowing some simple changes in regulation that will help the industry a little bit. So with that, I urge your support of Senate Bill 139. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further comments on the Brown motion do pass? Any further comments? We're standing by. That's right. We're still standing by. I'm just waiting for these guys to get done. Be at ease for just a second. We're going to be at ease just till we can round up Senator Holine, who is roaming the hallways. Two minutes. All right, we'll come back to order again. We're just going to... The motion before us is the Brown motion to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Hohlein excused. Hunhoff?
No.
Lederman?
Aye.
Otten?
No.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano? Excused. Sutton?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Carries?
Motion carries. Senate Bill 139 goes to the floor. Do pass. All right, with that, I'll turn the gavel over to Senator Brown.
Okay, up next is Senate Bill 134. It says an act to accommodate legislation to revise the capital outlay property tax levy for school districts. Are there any proponents who wish to testify for Senate Bill 134? Senator Rave.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chairman, if I could have latitude to speak to a proposed Hoghouse Amendment 134, Charlie Alpha.
So granted.
Thank you. Minor boundary changes are an issue that I've been dealing with for probably the past 7 to 8 years being in the legislature. And it continues every time we nibble at the edges of trying to address the concerns in different districts in different parts of the state. We never seem to come to any resolution. I bring before you Senate Bill 134 that would really does two things. One, it freezes the boundaries as they are today for 1 year. So no minor boundary changes for 1 year, and allows a specific task force of folks to get together and lay out the maps and look at things that are reasonable. So I'll give you an example. Today, Canton School District, which is about 20 miles south of Sioux Falls, has a two-mile finger that runs up into the Sioux Falls School District. I think anyone would go, that really doesn't make any sense. Why is that? So my goal would be to have this group get together this summer and sit down and find reasonable solutions for those potential changes in boundaries, and then find a solution that's long-term. Maybe that's setting boundaries where they're at today forever. That's what Minnesota does. Seems to work for them fine. But it just seems to be inherently wrong that you can move property from school district to school district when those school districts are basing their bond issues on and capital outlay issues on those valuations of that property. So long term, that just doesn't seem like a very good solution. So I think what I'd like to see is this summer a bunch of smart people, sorry, Senator Soholt, get around a table and lay things out and be thoughtful in our approach to how we find a long-term solution to this problem. So with that, I stand by for questions and let further proponents testify. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. At this point, as the chair, just so everyone is clear what we're talking about, I'm going to entertain a motion to take the amendment that was offered because for the further proponents and opponents, then at least we're clear about exactly what it is we're talking. So is there Senator Lederman?
Mr. Chair, I move Amendment 134CA.
Second. Okay, it's been moved by Senator Lederman, seconded by Senator Otten. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 134 is so amended. And just for clarification, there is one technical amendment that we'll make to the written one here as we go on, but that's technical in nature, so we'll deal with that after we get done with proponents. Are there any further proponents to 134 as amended?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Tammy Darnell, and I'm with the South Dakota Department of Education. I'm the director of the Division of Finance and Management, and management has a lot of categories or a lot of items that fall under that. One of them happens to be state aid and then the school district boundaries and the organizations. And within my office, we get a lot of calls every year about minor boundary changes, about what's going on, where the boundaries are. I think that this bill is a great idea. It'd be a good idea to sit down and look at these and to come up with also long-term solutions. So the department is very supportive of this bill. I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Darnell. Further proponents to 134 as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Feller
fellow committee members, Herman Otten, District 6 from T. You know, we passed a pretty good minor boundary bill last year that I was hoping to fix most of the issues with on this, and we've done a good job with that. But in around the Sioux Falls area, we still have a lot of issues going on. Excuse me, with minor boundary issues and development of the city spreading out into these other districts. You know, the good senator from Baltic has mentioned the Canton piece coming up all the way up out of Canton up there, and that's a 22-mile wide strip running all the way up there. Well, I've been informed that there's a developer looking to put a development in that area. So once again, there'll be another school district within Sioux Falls, and this one will be, you know, further out of reach, in my opinion, than what some of the other ones. There's been some difficulties in the Tri-Valley area because there's a development that's currently going to be going on in there, and I think they're working on that. And that's, once again, another sliver that's diving down into the top part of Sioux Falls. And currently we have two school districts that are involved in litigation over minor boundary districts. The T school district, theirs is going to be going to the state Supreme Court. And then there are some issues over the petitions over in the West Central School District. And I think it's just time to for the state to say, you know what, we need to take a good hard look at these boundaries, what's going on, not only around Sioux Falls, but throughout the entire state, because there's a few other places, too, where these boundaries just don't make sense. I mean, you got pieces of ground 10 miles into another district that's just patchwork touched together. So I think we just need to stand back, take a look at this, and see if we can come to a good fix for what's going on right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents to 134 as amended?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Paula Hawks. I'm a representative from District 9, representing Hartford, Humboldt, Crooks, Sioux Falls. I represent three different school districts, including the Sioux Falls School District. I'm going to speak just a little bit to the West Central issue that's going on right now. We've had a petition for a minor boundary change in our school district. It's slivering out a piece of the West Central School District asking to be annexed into the Sioux Falls School District. This particular piece of ground has the potential of about $294,000 worth of tax revenue for the West Central School District. We're a small school district. That's a huge amount of our budget. And so we're trying to find a way to make sure that these things are dealt with in a reasonable way for small school districts that are being encroached upon. So I would add my support to this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents to 134 as amended? Proponents. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 134 as amended? Opponents. Going once, twice. Okay, I'm going to close the public discussion on 134 and open it up for questions from the committee. All right, seeing no questions, at this point we'll move on to committee action and or discussion. Senator Rave.
Thanks, Senator Brown. I would move to pass on one. I'm sorry. Let me pause there. Let's go to Senator Hunhoff first.
I would move the amendment. Have we voted on the amendment yet?
Yes. We did. Oh,
we did. I'm sorry.
But
so
we needed.
I would move to amend the amendment.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I would move to amend the amendment and add this language, and our staff has it already, but under the first item, after the word Senate, add no more than two of whom may be of one political party. And after the word representatives, the same, no more than two of whom may be from one political party. That's the same language we use in other task forces, and I really appreciate your support.
Okay. Senator Rave.
Thank you. I would just urge the committee to support the Hunhoff motion to amend. Consider that a friendly amendment. Certainly there was no intent to slight anyone when we drafted the bill, so I consider that a friendly amendment.
Is there a second to Senator Hunhoff's? Okay, seconded by Sutton. just so everyone on the committee and in the audience is clear, Senator Hunhoff has proposed that the members that are being appointed by the President pro tem and by the Speaker, that there will be a diversity amongst parties, and so that there will be no more than two members from the same political party that would be appointed by the President pro tem, and the same thing with the Speaker. That's typical language that we would use normally. All those in favor of Senator Hunhoff's motion to amend, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 134 is amended once again. Okay, we'll open it up for further committee action and or discussion. Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to pass as amended on 134.
Second. It's been moved by Senator Rave, seconded by Senator Sutton. Do pass. Is there further discussion on that motion?
Just briefly, Mr. Chairman, I just, again, would urge the committee support to pass the bill out. I think it's time that we take a long, hard look at minor boundary changes. As I had mentioned in my testimony, it's been an ongoing problem for many years. It's, as the representative Otten had stated, we've addressed some of those issues, but it certainly has not been a fix as we're still in litigation in several areas. So I would urge committee support and move it forward. Thank you.
Further discussion on Senate Bill 134 as amended. Senator Otten.
I do want to thank the good senator for taking this up. In my mind, what we have here is the viability of many districts and the tax base and our tax payers. So with that, I will be supporting this.
Further discussion on Senate Bill 134. All right. Seeing no further discussion, the motion before you is the Rave motion. Do pass Senate Bill 134 as amended. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. Nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Senator Holling is excused. Senator Hunhoff?
He's here.
Oh, hello.
Sneaky.
And that was an aye vote, sir?
Yes.
Senators Hunhoff?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano is excused. Sutton?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
That carries.
On a vote of 8-0, Senate Bill 134 as amended will proceed to the floor.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Lederman.
I move Title Amendment 134 CTA.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the title amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Title is so amended.
I need the second. I need the
Lederman Rave.
Go ahead and just finish this
off. Okay. With that, it looks like we've concluded the work that we had on the agenda for today. Nice work to our chair for managing the schedule. We've managed to get through all of our Senate bills in time for crossover day, which we will do down on the floor next week. With that, we have no further business before us today. Senator Lederman?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Lederman, seconded by Senator Rave to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.